Blog Talk Radio.
Over and over, I'll tell the old story to people I've never seen before. Yes, the story of Jesus.
Hello, world. It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast. For the next 2 hours, we'll be having preaching and singing with all of our regular guests from Kentucky, Georgia, Oklahoma, Florida, Ohio, and many other places. And now, here's your host, evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, and his wife Betty, live in Teleco Plains, Tennessee, USA.
Hello, and welcome to Reaching the World for Christ. This is Brother Tim and Sister Gladys Dittmer. We are sitting in tonight for Brother Lloyd and Sister Betty Yearwood. They can't be with us. They were called out of state, and I'm not sure if they're going to try to call in tonight or not, but if they do, we definitely look forward to them joining in. Praise the Lord. Our subject tonight is Be Ye Transformed by the Renewing of Your Mind, and we have referenced that in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and it reads, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We're going to go ahead here and play a couple songs, and then we're going to have some callers join in and have some good preaching for you. So here we go.
Living in a cold, dark world, evolution's taught by man. They took prayer out of school, and violence filled our land. They ordered the Ten Commandments removed from their side. But one question I'd like to ask them, what's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me? I'm doing what I know to do. I'm living for Jesus. He's the way. I'm not going where I shouldn't go. I'm serving Jesus with all my might. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? You may think I'm strange, living the way I do. Different from this world, out of step, oh, how to roll. Call me crazy or insane, and tell me I'm not right. But one question I'd like to ask you, what's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me? I'm doing what I know to do. I'm living for Jesus. He's the way, the truth. I'm not going where I shouldn't go. I'm serving Jesus with all my might. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right? I found myself at a crossroads. I knew the time was right. God's Holy Spirit spoke to my heart that night. He showed me my lost condition. I bowed in full contrition. And now I'm in a new position. Since I made up my mind, I've made up my mind. No matter what others say, I will follow Christ and walk in His ways. Till the battle gets hard and the road gets deep, that's okay. I set my heart on becoming like Christ, dying with Him and raised to new life. All the things of this world I'm leaving behind, 'cause I've made up my mind. Trouble came running to me, so I had to make a choice. Would I run or take a stand against this evil ploy? And after all God did for me, and Jesus' blood that set me free, I chose to walk in liberty, and I've made up my mind. I've made up my mind, no matter what others say, I will follow Christ and walk in His ways. Though the battle gets hard and the road gets deep, that's okay. I set my heart on becoming like Christ, dying with Him and raised to new life. All the things of this world I'm leaving behind, 'cause I've made up my mind. All the things of this world I'm leaving behind, 'cause I've made up my mind.
I made it back. Praise the Lord. I think we're back online. I'm not sure what happened there. Everything just dropped. The switchboard dropped. Calls dropped. Praise the Lord. It looks like we're back. So if you're out there and listening and was trying to call in, go ahead and call back. We're going to go back and play some songs here while we get everything straightened back out. I'm not sure what happened. Apologize for that. We'll see if we can't get it going here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're back. I believe we're back. We have a caller. It's 859-661. Are you there?
Yes.
Praise
it's
the Lord.
Brother James Miles here in Lexington, Kentucky.
Hey, Brother James. I am not sure what happened there. Everything just went dead. The switchboard went off the screen, said the broadcast had ended, they dropped my phone call and everything else. So. But praise the Lord, we're back. It gave me the opportunity to come back online and continue the broadcast. So here we are.
Amen.
Praise God. Brother, it's good to hear from you.
It's good to be
How
back
things,
again.
Yeah, praise the Lord. How are things down in your area?
It's been going good. It's been going great, brother, actually.
Praise God. God is good.
I'll let Brenda tell you about that in a little bit.
Praise the Lord. Yes, look forward to hearing that. I'm going to go ahead and just say let the Lord have his way. And you tell us what you got there, brother.
All right, brother. You know, I want to take the opportunity to thank God for a minute. You know, I always want to give him praise and glory for everything he does for me and everything he's doing for us up here and using us to touch a lot of people up here. We got one today up there. It's one of the nurses that does the infusions and stuff over there, and her husband's got cancer. And we've been...
Praise the Lord. I hope we're back here. It looks like we've been dropped again. I'm not sure what's going on, but everything drops all at once. I do have another caller. Apologize to Brother James. If you can hear me out there, no, we've lost that caller. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and play another song here while everything, I guess, reboots or restarts on their end. And we will see what happens here in just a few minutes.
In the temple of Jehovah, there was a bell that stood with God in name. But when the Savior gave his blood,
okay, I've got a thing
the bell was
open. Well, can you hear me at all?
Well, anytime I'm low in spirit, I can step right up into the throne on high. When I ring those prayer bells, I'll sweet deliverance. Anytime, night or day, when the skies are dark and gray, I'll walk in the shadows, for it leads me through the valley. When I pray, anytime. It was a sad day there on Calvary. The earthquake, the sun refused to shine. But by his ransom, oh hallelujah, he opened up a way that heaven could be mine.
Can you hear me there?
Anytime I'm low in spirit,
okay, it's all right, don't worry about it.
I can step right up into the throne on high. When
okay, I'm unmuted now.
Praise the Lord. We are having technical difficulties with, it looks like, Blog Talk Radio with the switchboard and all the telephone connections. I have an option of contacting directly, which I have. So I'm going to try to keep things going here and see if they can't stabilize their end of it. In the meantime, you want to go ahead and let me play another song here while we see if this will stabilize, and if it does, we'll get our callers back on. Praise the Lord.
One day a crowd was gathered, walked a giant by, this little shepherd boy named David, who served God with all his might. They offered him great armor, but he chose a sling and a stone. Said, you come to me with a sword and a shield, but I come in the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We are back with Reaching the World for Christ. This is Brother Tim and Sister Gladys Dittmer. We apologize. We're having technical difficulties, apparently, with Blog Talk's ability to maintain the phone calls. With the switchboard online, I have a way of direct connecting, which I have. My wife, Sister Gladys, calls in on her phone, and we've had a couple other callers call in, but it continues to drop the calls. And normally I did mine through the phone line, but when it drops my phone line as a host, it cuts off the whole broadcast, or our Blog Talk session, and tries to end the session. So what we're going to try to do here is we're going to go ahead with Sister Gladys and let her do what the Lord has given her for this subject tonight. And we're going to have to do that by passing the headphones back and forth, because she's going to have to talk direct through the system. So we apologize for any extra noise that we're making passing the microphone back and forth. And if we can go ahead and get caller to call back in, if it will maintain the calls, then while she does her portion, then we'll go ahead and pass it back over to them. But I feel bad about the people already online that got dropped, and some of them got dropped a couple times. I apologize for that. But we're going to try to go on and do as much of this broadcast as we can. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Sister Gladys. So here we go. Praise God.
Well, glory. God is good anyhow. The devil is defeated, and I praise God for what he's going to do tonight. We're going to give out some prayer requests, and we pray that the ones that have called in will call back again. Like Tim has said, the line is just not keeping our phone calls. I've been dropped at least 5 times, but God knows all about it, and he will keep our he'll keep the broadcast going as long as he can, but we pray the ones that have called will call again, and we just give God the glory. He's the one that's created this day, and the devil's defeated, and he doesn't want the testimony that Sister Brenda's going to give tonight. And honey, you'll shout your shoe heels off if you just hear what she's got to say. God has touched her in a great and mighty way. I'm not going to tell it because it's hers to give, and I know that through what God has already done for my sister in the Lord, he's going to let other people know, to give them hope and an inspiration to go forward. They may have cancer and the affliction, but I'm paraphrasing the scripture, but it says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers them out of them all. And I thank God for that. I'm walking, talking miracle, and I know that I can walk forward and tell the people that will listen that you just put your hand in the hand of the man who calms the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calms the seas. He's a good God, and he takes care of us. And if you're fighting, the devil's just wanting to war on this broadcast, but I know he's a defeated foe. I was trying to tell Sister Brenda earlier today, had a splitting headache, but praise be to God, God's taken the headache away. But it was a song that our pastor and his wife had written about, "Ha ha, devil, you can't touch me." And I'm not going to go into the lyrics because without people first tell you what they are. But God's a good God, and he will take care of you if you just put all your problems in his hands. He's such a wonderful God. I've served him at a young age. Like I've mentioned before, there'd be faithful people that come to our house, knock on the door, and say, "Would your children like to go to Sunday school?" No, my parents weren't saved at the time. Unfortunately, my mother lost her mother at the age of 12, so Mother's Day coming up will be a little difficult for her. Anyone that's lost a mother will grieve that time again, but you never stop grieving of a loved one that you've lost. But I know this much, God's on your side, and if they're a saved child born again of God, then I know you will see their faces once again. says in the Bible, I'm paraphrasing this also, that they can't come back to us, but we can go to them. And that's the thing. We need to get our lives straightened up, and we need to renew our minds daily, just as these scriptures I'm going to speak about will come on the scene. And God will help us each and every day with our walk with Him. And I give Him praise, and I give Him honor and glory. And when you hear her testimony tonight, if she's able to come on, I pray that she can. The devil is a defeated foe. He thinks that he can war against the children of God, but his day is coming. You know, recently I didn't take some medication, and that isn't the point I'm trying to make. I was afflicted in my body a certain way, and I just told the devil, you may have put this upon my body, but God, you're still defeated, devil, and what you're going to go through for eternity is a whole lot worse than what I suffer here on the face of the earth. God's one day going to let Jesus throw him to the pits of hell, and he's going to have to burn and burn and burn for eternity. He's not going to be able to war against the children of God forever. But I praise God. There's a lot of people going through death, and we were going to mention this later. Just lift up your words and your prayers. Maybe I should mention it later, but they're dealing with some things right now. But just lift them up in prayer. They're good people, and we've met them, and I praise God for each and every one of them. I thank God for Timothy. I'm going to let my husband play some more of his songs. I'm going to go ahead and let him do that now.
I've tasted many waters. I've sailed a lot of seas, searching for one that would bring lasting peace. Those worldly new ways only brought a bitter flood, but I found what I needed when I saw the blood.
Welcome back to
Reaching the World for Christ.
We're standing in for Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood tonight. This is Gladys Dittmer and Tim Dittmer. We're standing in for them. They had some things that called them away tonight. But we are going to try to lift up the Lord the best that we know how. We're having technical difficulties with the broadcast tonight. We'll let them discuss that with the broadcast people. But we give God the glory today. He's still a good God. And Brother James Miles, if you can hear my voice, just know to call in. And anyone else that's tried to call in, it just keeps disconnecting the calls. It even disconnected mine as I was calling in. But God's truly a good God, and He takes care of us. I'll read a few scriptures, and when someone else tries to call in tonight, we'll just turn it over to them. We just thank Him for all He's doing and all He's going to do. We're going to give out some prayers, prayer requests. And one thing I know who really desperately needs your prayers tonight is Israel. I don't know if it's been on the news or not. Some people say they're not hearing anything. But I do have two good friends over in Israel. And there's a lot of warfare with Gaza right now. And rockets are being shot off nonstop. There's been over 600 that have been fired. And I don't know what it would be like to live in that environment. Just be praying for the people of Israel, because they truly need it right now. I don't know what it would be like, and I pray I never have to know. But just know this, no matter what trials you face, spiritual, emotional, or physical, God is with you. If you just lean on Him, He will take you through. I want to start off in Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And this is the scripture we're focusing on tonight, Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Give God the glory for all the scriptures we read out of the King James Version Bible. I'll go to my grave preaching out of that book. You know, many people want to alter it. They want to add to or take away from it, but the book of Revelation tells each of us that if you add to or take away, that the plagues of that book will be added unto you in your life. You just have to, people are standing on dangerous ground when they want to change God's word. But I know this, I know that they're receiving new scrolls and this and that, but I know this much, God's going to teach us and let us know what the Bible says. He's going to teach us and give us the wisdom and knowledge we need to have to walk this life for Him. Each of us is supposed to be walking uprightly before this world and be Christ-like ambassadors of Christ and be leaders in this world and show people a better way. You know, the world offers the drugs and the booze and things like that, and I'm not judging you if that's what your lifestyle is, but just know this. The Lord Jesus Christ died a cruel death for us. He paid a debt He did not owe, and we owed a debt we could not pay. But I praise God for sending His only begotten Son to die on the cross for you and me so that we could have salvation. And I thank Him for that covenant. In Psalm 51:10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from Thy presence, and take not Thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of Thy salvation, and uphold me with Thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors Thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto Thee. Give God the glory for that. You know, He will let us sit with Him and worship Him. And that's the thing I've come to know. During the times I've been sick, I know to worship Him and praise Him with my whole heart. And the Lord can make you a new creature in Christ. He can let you put down that old man that you used to serve and give God the glory and walk uprightly before Him. And I thank Him for that. It says in Isaiah 40:31, says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. You know, sometimes people will think to themselves, and I'm guilty of it too, when, Lord, when, God, how much longer? And, you know, we question God, but God's word teaches us many, many things, and it teaches us the way that we can get out of our trials. It says, speak to the mountains, and they'll be removed. And I've done this in my life, and I know it. It may be, like I said, a spiritual illness that you're going through, a physical affliction, where you may have a financial need. You see the bills come in the door, they stack up and stack up on the table, and you wonder, God, how am I even going to pay the first bill on the list? But you just have to give it over to God and say, God, these are your bills. God, this is your home. Everything I own belongs to you, Lord, and he'll take care of you. I promise you, you'll never have to go hungry. You may not eat exactly what you want to eat, but God will provide the food that you need, and he will help you along the way. I thank him for that. It says in 2 Corinthians 4:8, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound, which means increase, to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And give God the glory for that, because that teaches us about faith. Those last few scriptures I have spoken of in 2 Corinthians 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You know, many times we pray about things that may be our children, our grandchildren, or just issues in your house that you're dealing with. And the enemy will whisper in your ear, it will never get any better. Look at all these circumstances. All your prayers are going up, but God's not answering your prayer. Well, the devil is defeated, and the devil is a liar. He cannot tell the truth. You just can't listen to him. You just have to follow the leading of the Word of God, and it will teach you the way to get out of your trials. And I know this for a fact. If you pray and you fast and you give him worship and glory, he will acknowledge your prayers, and he will answer. He may not always answer your prayers with a definite yes, but a lot of times, like we were trying to purchase a home at one time, and the first house, it didn't go through. And praise be to God, he walked us through a brand new home, and I could hear the Holy Spirit whisper into my spirit. He said, this house is yours, and I thank the Lord for that. You know, God will take care of his children, and I magnify his name for that. I'm going to stop for a minute, let Tim go ahead and play a song.
We are living in the final hour. Can't you see the time is almost gone? There's a field of golden grain just laying there on the ground, and there's so much work to be done. What you gonna do, church? Tell me what you gonna do. How many dying souls depend on you? Tell them the truth, church, that we're living in the final hour. Mercy's door is closed. We must work right now while there is light. It's so plain to see the sun is going down. So the day while time remains and the blood still flows from the north and the south and the east and the west, let's bring them in. Now tell me what you're gonna do, Turk. Tell me what you're gonna do. How many dying souls depend on you? You gotta tell them the truth, church, that we're living in the final hour. Mercy's door is closing, coming now. We gotta tell them about Jesus. Tell them about the Lord. He's the only way.
Praise be to God, and I thank God for those songs. We're going to do some of the prayer requests tonight, and we will probably just stop the broadcast. I've got a few more scriptures to read, but we give God the glory anyhow. The enemy may fight us, but he's a loser, and he's not going to win. Just be in prayer for a brother Lloyd and Sister Betty tonight. They had two funeral viewings to go to tonight. Brother Lloyd had a cousin that passed away, and Brother Timothy had a great uncle that he had went to a viewing for tonight. So that's why we are trying to fill in for them to the best of our ability. Apparently the Blog Talk radio station is having difficulty. They may be having a storm where they're at. I do not know, but I'll try to do the best I can. Continue to remember Sister Brenda. Praise God. She's got a good report, and she will be on here, Lord willing, next week to tell what she has to tell. Tim has been texting Brother James, and apparently their calls keep dropping each time they call. So we greatly apologize for all the difficulties we've had tonight. I pray that you lift Brenda and Brother James up in prayer tonight. Continue lifting them up while she goes through this radiation treatment. Pray for a few of the church members at our church, Brother John, that's going through, he needs a liver transplant. His wife, Debbie, a sister in the Lord named Robin, Brother John Samples and his wife, Debbie. Remember, some other family or friends at church. Remember Wanda and Ron, and remember, Brenda's brother Calvin with clogged arteries. Pray for Larry Kidwell, who has cancer, Charles with multiple myeloma, a lady named Tina, Stephen, and so many others there at the Lexington Clinic, where Brother James and Sister Brenda are getting the radiation treatment. Pray for a sister in the Lord in Ohio named Trisha. Pray for my children, Brian, Chelsea, and my daughter-in-law, Glow, and our church. Pray for the children also of all the ones that speak on the broadcast tonight. Brother James and Sister Brenda. Pray for Martha Sexton and Roy. Pray for Melanie and John. These are family members of mine that he's had congestive heart failure, and she's his caretaker. Anyone that is a caretaker knows that it's a very hard process. It's hard on their bodies as well, because they're trying to take care of a loved one, and there's emotional difficulties with that, and they're just trying to take care of their loved one and help them get better. Pray for Sister Rosa Brandon, who had carpal tunnel surgery recently. Pray for Marcella Godbold, Pray for the persecuted Christians, and again, pray for Israel. Pray for our president and all of our leaders. Pray for the areas where the tornadoes have been hitting. Pray for a friend of Betty's named Sandra Crawford. Pray for the Reagan family, who lost a family member recently. Pray for the Craven family, who recently lost their mother, and our brother-in-law, his wife of 38 years. It's a long time. And just lift them up in prayer, please. Pray for Sister Bonnie, Brother Billy Killer's wife, who has is having trouble with her eyes. We want to see God truly move and heal her eyes. Pray for Brother Billy, as he has an infection in his blood and he's having difficulty with his foot. Just pray that God will move on the scene. Pray for Sister Betty's brothers. I think she has seven of them, if I'm not mistaken. Pray for her sisters. Just pray for God to move upon each and every person that's listening tonight. Again, Tim and I both apologize for the difficulties we've had. I just know God's a good God, and he will help each and every one of us if we just turn our needs over to him and just let him take over our lives. Many times people say, take the wheel, so to speak. That's what we've got to do with the Lord, and say, Lord, here, you take the wheel. You take my life, and you help me, Lord, and do what you need to do in our lives. Pray for Robin, who goes to Brother John Sample's church, and Sister Frida, and pray for John Sample's church, please. Pray for Lewis, who has had a heart attack. Pray for just one that I have seen mentioned on Facebook, Ray Napier, his family, his church, his friends. All of them are out of Ohio. Just remember them. I'm not aware of him, but praise God, he was a man that I saw in a picture last night that he did missionary work. I praise God for all the missionaries. Just truly lift our pastors up. You know, they walk a walk that many people could not go through. We've been under our pastor. He's now a bishop now because he's overseeing different churches. So pray for him, pastor. Just pray for him. Like I said, he's gone through many years, and not all of the people sitting in the church house are willing to lift up their pastors. Many sometimes, there are some, I won't say all, but there are some in the church that think, well, I can do a better job than that, and they walk out. But just pray for those in your church. We're supposed to be united in body and be a body of believers, not people that argue and bicker. But like I said, pray for all those needs. Again, maybe next week, Brother James and Sister Brenda can tell you of some of the people they've met at the Kentucky Clinic getting radiation and chemotherapy treatment. Pray for Tim as he has an ankle that God, we expect and know that he will heal his ankle. Just pray for him. Pray for the continuance of this broadcast. I thank God for each of you that are listening tonight, and I'll let's go together and just lift these needs up before the Lord. Father God, we lift up each and every need here tonight, Father God. We pray that you touch them, each one that has been named and those that are not named. Father God, touch Sister Brenda and Brother James, dear Lord. Touch Brother Lloyd and Sister Betty and Timothy, Father God, as they walk through the loss of their family members. Pray, dear Jesus, for the persecuted Christians and Israel, dear Lord. We lift them up to you, Father God. Pray, Father God, for Sister Brannon, Rosa Brannon. I pray, Father God, for Brother John Samples and his wife, Debbie. I pray, dear Jesus, for each of the churches of all the listeners that are listening tonight, dear God. I pray, Father God, for Betty's brothers and her sisters, that you touch their lives, dear Lord. And I pray, Father God, that you'd reach down and touch each and every one that ministers on this broadcast, their children, dear God, that you would bring them in one by one. We know, dear God, that nothing is impossible with you. And no matter what the circumstances look like, dear Jesus, but all the listeners and all the believers on this broadcast, that you will bring them in, God, one by one. And we lift them up to you into your throne room. You said to come boldly before you. And I give God the glory for that. I pray, Father God, for all the pastors listening, all the churches that are involved. I pray, Father God, that you'd move upon Billy Killer, dear Jesus. And I pray that you touch his body and we rebuke this infection that's throughout his blood. And I pray, Father God, that you'd move upon each and every need that we've been mentioning. And we thank you for it. We pray, dear Jesus, that you would be with the persecuted Christians that have tried to stand firm and lift your name up before before you, Father God. We pray, dear Jesus, and magnify your name and thank you for this broadcast that is reaching far and wide. We give you the glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm just going to let my husband go ahead and play a couple of songs, and I'll be back in a few minutes with just a few more scriptures.
I went into a home one day to see some friends of mine. Of all the books and magazines, not a Bible could I find. I asked them for the Bible. When they brought it, what a shame. For the dust was covered o'er it, not a fingerprint was plain. Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word, the words of all the prophets and the sayings of the Lord. Of all the other books you'll find, there's none salvation holds. Get the dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul. Or you can read your magazines, love and tragic things. Not one word of Bible verse, not a scripture do you know. But it is the very truth, and its content's good for you. But if dust is covered over it, it is sure to doom your soul. Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word, the words of all the prophets and the sayings of the Lord. Of all the other books you'll find, there's none salvation holds. Get that dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul. Tell him that the good book shows a mortal how to pray. The best advice to give him that will make his burden light is to dust the family Bible, trade the wrong for the right. Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word, the words of all the prophets and the sayings of the Lord. Of all the other books you'll find, there's none salvation holds. Get that dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul.
Okay. we'll give God the glory. You know, Tim's talking to Brother Lloyd Yearwood at the moment. We've just had one problem after another with this broadcast tonight, but God's still good anyhow. He takes care of us, and the enemy just didn't want that testimony to go forth tonight, but it will be spoken. Sister Brenda will get to tell it, and we'll all of you that listen to it will want to shout, because she's gone through some things that none of us would want to go through, but God's a good God, and he will take care of us, and he will see us through the trials. He's the healer, and if you have sickness in your body today, just know this much. You can put it in God's hands, and he will heal you. Trust me, I'm a walking, talking miracle. 9 brain surgeries, 2 sides of my hip that broke just from walking. God's truly a good God, and he's taking care of me. He just watches over his people that truly love him. I'm just going to read a few more scriptures. Tim will play another song, and we'll call it a night. But we give God the glory and give him the honor and praise for each of you, and we'll keep lifting your needs up before the Lord and just thank him for everything he's doing. In Ephesians 4:23 says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. You know, that's the thing people need to understand. We're supposed to be a body of believers working together, be of one mind and one accord. That's where the enemy hates it. He hates unity. And if we can all be like-minded, like it says in Philippians 2:2, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, that each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You know, I believe it's going to be very soon. If you're a Revelation preacher, or if you know very much about what is going on in the news and in current events, you can just lay your Bible on the table and know that many things are being fulfilled. And I thank God for that. Jesus is coming soon, and we need to have our spirits swept and garnished. We need to be ready to go. When God says, go get my children, and he returns for us, we need to know that we're ready to meet him. And I thank him for that. I'm just going to finish up my scriptures, and I pray that you each and every one will have a good night tonight. I'm going to start off in Ephesians 4:2. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. I praise God for that. He wants us to come into the unity of the faith, and he will give us the wisdom and knowledge that we need. And many people say, well, I can't be perfect. No, you can't be perfect in yourself. But with the Lord Jesus Christ living in you, he can help you die out daily to the flesh and increase in the Lord Jesus Christ of the Spirit. And I thank him for that. My last scriptures are these. Romans 15:6, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. I'm going to turn it back over to Tim. God bless each and every one of you.
Praise the Lord. We are still continuing to have problems with our phone lines coming in. We're still trying them and still being dropped. So I believe what we're going to do is just go ahead and end the broadcast for tonight. For those that have been able to hear us, you have been listening to Reaching the World for Christ. This is Brother Tim and Sister Gladys Dittmer. We look forward to seeing you next week. We pray that the word that we were able to get out blesses you and helps you in your daily walk with the Lord. We praise God for everything that he's done and what he's going to do. And we just pray that everything goes good for next week. So I'm going to go ahead and play a song. And at the end of the song, we'll just end the broadcast. Praise God. We'll see you next week.
America has strayed so far away. We've forgotten how to worship. We've forgotten how to pray. But there's still hope, my friend, while on this earth we trod. Let's seek out the old path. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only
You've been listening to Reaching the World for Christ. This is Brother Tim and Sister Gladys Dittmer. We've been sitting in for Brother Lloyd and Sister Betty Yearwood. We apologize for the technical difficulties with the phone lines tonight. We praise God, and we look forward to being with you again next week. We're going to go ahead and end the broadcast. So God be with you.